Hello, hello. What's up with you?
Hey.
Everything all good on the mic? Sorry, there's some technical issues. I was trying to host it from the desktop. Now, all right, I think we got it.
Yeah. It always sucks when you do it on the desktop.
It worked for me last week, but that's no guarantee of anything, especially when it comes to doing anything on
Really?
Twitter. So it did. I did it once, but I guess I'm not going to try that one again.
I think, yeah, I never try. I mean, I don't know what it is with desktop. It's, I guess maybe the people who are working on a desktop application just needs to do a little bit better job.
Yeah, well, welcome. You want to give a quick intro? Like, say, I don't know. Sorry, I don't know if anyone else from your team is joining, or we can hold up for a minute if anyone else is coming on, or we can get right into it.
I think that everyone is just getting up. I mean, majority of the team are in time zones where it's a little tricky, but I could try and check it. So I think it'll just be me. Maybe John is joining in to hang out also.
Sweet.
We'll see, but I can do the quick intro. So my name is Rasmus. I'm from the Ethos team, and I don't know how many know so far what Ethos exactly is, but it's a non-custodial wallet. Or trading app is maybe more the right word for it. We try to put everything in the wallet so that it's a little more easy for you. You don't have to go to CoinGecko to check prices. You can do that in the app. And we also try to make it a little easier for normal newcomers to the normal people. I was about to say for people from the regular world, normies and Web2 people coming into the space, make it a little easier for them to adopt a wallet. So we have something called Magic Keys that make it easier for you to recover your wallet if you should not remember your seed phrase, which seems to be an issue for a lot of people actually. So we're doing that, and we're working on a lot of partnerships now. We've been ramping up for we have a token coming out at one point this year, and we're kind of getting ready for that. Users can sort of farm the token, I would say, by downloading the Ethos wallet and trying it out, playing around with it, getting to know it a little bit. I can post a link here, in the, let's see here. Why can't I copy paste on my phone? I thought I could do everything on my phone. I'll post a link for where you can download the wallet down in the comments, and then people can try it out, and you'll be able to get yourself some Ethos tokens for when it launches later this year.
Awesome. And I think you wanted to do some giveaways for Ethos Gold too. So I don't know if you want to go into how people can get into that, or what the benefits are, or what that is exactly.
Definitely, yeah. So we have different tiers in the app. And so it's by at this time, the tiers means that you can get the swap fee rebates or discounts. So a gold tier, for instance, gets you a 20% discount, and we can give a couple of those away today in Spaces if you have an Ethos wallet, or if you download it and put in your wallet address in the comments. We can give away 6 months of gold tier to a couple of people we can pick after the space. So you don't have to like rush and get it done exactly right now. I can pick it tomorrow maybe in the comment section, and we can send out to all the Ethos wallets. We pick how many should we pick?
That's up to you guys. How many do you want to give away?
Let's do. We can start with five, and if it gets super crowded, then maybe I can find a few extra.
Awesome. Yeah, let's give away some Ethos Gold if people want to go and try it out. So, like, going into your guys' story and just like how Ethos came to be, can you explain just like why Ethos is just like starting to make this new non-custodial wallet brand? Like, where is the team from? How did this whole thing get started? And like, why are you guys building the non-custodial wallet?
Yeah, so I mean, Ethos story actually starts in 17, when it first launched and Ethos came about by itself, it had its own token. Then later they merged, or Ethos merged with Voyager. And at one point in this partnership, Voyager wanted to go away from being non-custodial to being custodial. And that was not really what Ethos set out to do. It was very much a mission to, you know, build a decentralized future where you could control your own keys and feel safe for that you wouldn't lose control of the money that you held. And so Voyager wanting to do this was kind of against the ethos. And so they split their ways at this point. And not too long after was when people probably remember the whole Celsius debacle, and also Voyager went bankrupt in that blow up, if you will. So Ethos they decoupled from Voyager before this happened, but that meant that they had to go and rebuild it and put out the token again, because the token had also merged with the Voyager token. So when they were about to do this was when the whole market kind of died. So then they've been building in the background, sort of getting everything ironed out, getting ready, and then been ramping up now that there seems to be more attention also coming back to the space, and everything is lining up well this year for that. The wallet is functional, and everything is working very well, and we're constantly improving bugs and new fixes and new features, and during the summer and fall we're going to have a lot of partnerships roll out, and then yeah, also roll into the token launch.
Cool. So, what do you think sets apart Ethos Wallet? Like, what is it that you're trying to build that really differentiates from other wallets? Because, like, I'm sure you know, there's, you know, a ton of solutions out there. There's many, many wallets that people use. And is your goal to like build the most featureful wallet? Is the goal to onboard users that aren't using a different wallet currently, like people like onboard more people into the space, or is it more to like attract people from other wallets with your feature set, or what exactly is like the strategy behind what you guys are building?
So one thing is definitely to make it easy for more normal people to come in, and that's where the magic keys also come into play. I mean, a lot of people seem to misplace their seed phrase or forget it, or you know, write it down, delete it, or something like that. And the magic keys let you recover the wallet in a much easier way, where you answer a certain amount of questions, and then you have access to one backup feature that is a normal thing like your email that people are used to. So it's very much aimed at for more regular users that are not used to having to store something. That can be lost where you can access a lot of value, and here they can get it back if they just know set amount of answers for questions that they can scope out themselves. That is one thing, and at the other side of it, we're very much trying to be a wallet that aims to also help other projects in space. So one of the things we're doing a lot with our partnerships is that we're trying to help projects also with marketing, and I know that that's something that DEXs and such has done a lot over the years, and especially in the infancy they're very good at marketing for other projects, then they get huge, and then that's a little harder maybe for them to keep up that steam. But that's one of the things that we're trying to do really well, is to also we realize that if Ethos is going to be a great place for everybody, there's also got to be a lot of projects that has tokens that are traded there that has a healthy ecosystem.
So a couple questions about the magic keys, because I'm kind of curious how it works. Like what exactly is the technology behind all that? Like, is it some kind of like MPC solution, or like how does the magic keys actually function and keep the wallet non-custodial, but still allow you to recover your seed phrase? Because I also think a lot of other wallets are doing similar things, not exactly the same things, but using similar technology to kind of move past the seed phrase like era of things, where it's like, all right, you lose your seed phrase and you're done, or you know, you put it somewhere and you get your funds totally drained. But it seems like a lot of other projects are also moving in that same direction. So I'm just kind of curious how the Magic Key system actually works, and you know, what keeps it non-custodial.
I would say, to go into the details about it, this is something that I should have Adam Ashingo, who is the co-founders of Ethos, probably speak more on. They are the guys that also came up with this thing together with the developers, and it, I can't explain to the more detailed aspect of it, but what I can say is that it's breaking it down into three shards that gets saved at different places, and at no point can you really access them at the same time. And so the way to access these shards is to remember these answers and to also have access to one source of your like email or phone. But I need to watch out with what I say here, because when it gets a little more detailed and into the tech, then it's 100% Adam and Shingo that is the guys for this. But I can also pin, let me just try and find this. I'm trying to do this now on my computer instead of on my phone, because that was not easy to share. I'm gonna share a few videos here in the comments. See if I can even do this on my Jesus Christ. I need to be logged in then to the Ethos account on my computer also. Tech is making it so easy and so complicated for you at the same time. Let me just find the spaces. Here we are. I'm gonna post this video in here, and then I'm gonna see if I can also pin it to the spaces. There we are. There's a founders video here with Adam and Shingo that talks a little bit about Ethos, what it is, what the vision behind it is. And then I'm gonna find another video that kind of unpacks it about the magic keys. But this is a little bit of a longer explanation. I feel like sometimes the harder it is to understand it, the more safe it feels.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but no. Yeah, I mean, it is like, it's cool technology that like, I mean, Thorchain itself is built completely off MPC technology, and I'm sure it's some kind of form of that. You know, the private keys essentially split into a couple shards, and then the shards are inaccessible to any one party. So the user can, you know, recover exactly. Their keys, or Thorchain can have secure vaults managed by a lot of nodes. So it's kind of just a different usage of the same technology, which is, it's cool seeing more wallets kind of move into that space, because it really does make things more safe for the user. Cause like a lot of users really aren't technically advanced, and also like, people have pretty bad security practices, like in general. So being able to still hold your keys in self-custody is like, I know that's your guys' real core mission, is to just keep proliferating access to self-custody. So it's super important that you guys, move past the single point of failure, which is the seed phrase. So it seems like so many different, projects are moving in that direction, including like Ledger, like with their with their recovery service, and a lot of other big guys in the space too are moving more towards MPC. One thing that you also mentioned is adding a bunch of coins and tokens into Ethos wallet, which is obviously super essential, because having every single chain in one wallet is that's the UX that people really want. They want to be able to hold everything just in one spot and not really have to think about too much about moving to this wallet or that wallet, and having the one interface for that. So we're like super glad to support you guys on making it easy to bring non-custodial exchange into the wallet as well. So that's all done through SwapKit. So so you guys are using SwapKit to get access to all the liquidity there, and all the different chains and tokens that Thorchain supports. So is there anything interesting that you want to say about about the integration?
No,
just
I think
in terms of like, you know, what it brings to the wallet.
Yeah, no, I think exactly what you said there. It's about to make it like really accessible for people and try to get as close as you can to giving people a feeling of being on like a high-end exchange wallet or exchange in general. But with this, you know, you have the decentralized aspect of it, and that can be difficult when you're going cross-chain because, you know, you're tapping into all that and you don't have all the liquidity yourself that an exchange will have. So being able to utilize things like SwapKit is essential for us to give that user experience. And we're always trying to look for the better and better ways to make the UX as good as possible. And definitely adding SwapKit, using SwapKit is something that we've been very excited about and looking forward to a lot. And I see here, I did get Jaun up. I think Jaun is behind the Ethos Ambassador.
Hey, what's up? Here. So, are you able to hear me all right?
Yeah, I hear you, Jaun.
Okay, I'm on PC, so I think it doesn't allow you to raise your hand and stuff. And I'm glad it's working at least. Okay.
Jaun here has a little bit more insight because Familiar here was talking a little bit about how actually the magic keys work. And I'm like always wobbling, like fuck it is it, you know, it shards it down, and we didn't have Adam to go on today, so I was hoping that you could maybe also shed light so people don't have to watch half an hour video.
I can talk a little bit about it. I mean, I'm not a dev, so I won't be able to explain it all, but one of the main ideas of the app is to have multiple layers of security, and so the app requires you to use biometrics, and that's what makes it just as secure as a traditional hardware wallet. It uses your device's subsystem. So for Android, that's the trusted execution environment, or Apple's secure enclave. And when it shards the keys, it'll store, I think, 2/3 in that subsystem, and then 1/3 is held with Ethos. And then when you use your keywords to unlock it, that's what allows you to piece those shards together. So that's sort of how it works. And then you've also got social guardians. So sort of a next level where if someone maybe, I mean, or even yourself, any key restoration process, you can, and it's not mandatory, you can choose to do all this stuff. So for people that maybe just want to use Ethos as a traditional wallet, you can have your seed phrase. You don't have to use the magic keys, but it's for those people who might want things to be a little bit more simple and easy. So in any wallet restoration will go through what's called a veto process, where you'll receive an email and it basically says, hey, are you trying to restore your wallet? And then you can say yes or no, and it's supposed to be a good additional layer of security. I think those are the biggest ones, are the biometrics and the guardians. As far as security goes, there's some other stuff, but those are the main points.
Nice.
Thank you. So are guardians more just like for helping basically like some kind of social proof of just like, you know, having your friends and family help secure your own wallet?
Yeah, you could choose friends or family. That's the idea of it, is to have friends or family. But I mean, for me personally, I just put in a secondary email address for myself. It reduces that level of trust needed for, you know, introducing third parties. But yeah, that's the idea, is friends and family. I just prefer to do it myself. So you can do either way.
Cool. I also brought up PaperX here from the SwapKit and ThorSwap team.
Nice.
Want to say hi.
Hey, guys. I heard Paper. SwapKit mentioned in the ether, and I decided to hop in.
Nice to have time, man.
Yeah, quite a few of others, like Mogaki and Keaton are at ACC. But yeah, I'm here, just down under in New Zealand. So.
Speaking of that, and speaking of security, I'm seeing all these posts of people getting robbed in Brussels. am I the only one seeing that on Twitter?
Yeah, definitely. It's awesome. I hope it's not limited to, you know, the crypto community.
No, I think Brussels is a little bit of, I mean, I've been a few times. It can be a bit rough, at least if you are like, it's actually an interesting city because you're not always aware if you're entering an area that is not a great area to enter. So you can pretty unaware stumble into the wrong streets.
Is most of the Ethos team EU based, or are they like, where are you guys located in the world?
Most are in the US, and then there's another one we're two in the Euro time zone, and then yeah, you're almost every one of you guys are in the US, right? Except for the devs, John.
Yeah, we're spread across the US. Myself, I'm on the East Coast. Devs, a couple of them are Mountain Time. Founders are mostly West Coast. And then we've got, across different area codes. I think Peru. Someone is from Peru as well.
Yeah, Ina is from Peru.
So cool. I had a question for you guys just about your growth and trajectory. Like, how exactly? So you mentioned that like a lot of your plan is to grow, especially with like new users. What's your plan to like actually onboard new users that really aren't in the space right now? Like, I'm just curious, like what kind of strategies you guys have to bring new users into like a smaller, newer wallet. I mean, obviously the technology is really great, but like, I'm just wondering about like what the actual plans are to just bring in new people into the space and how you plan to actually like reach them and get them over the line into self-custody.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have some good networks in the gaming, in the Web3 gaming industry, where a lot of new users seems to be landing first. So the Web3 gaming industry has more normie users than they have regular crypto users, I would say. So there's a lot of these games that are also looking for an easier way for people to come into a wallet. So that's an area that we've really been looking into. And then we also aim to run a lot of Web2 campaigns over time. Try to segment out and see where might there be a best fit for exactly what we have. We've worked with some marketing agencies in the past that have really, really good analytics and insights that let us approach that. But for now, it's very much focused on a network in the gaming, Web3 gaming industry.
Cool. I mean, how exactly do you support that? Is that just through like partnerships and like making the Ethos the preferred wallet of certain games that are coming out, or like how exactly do those kind of partnerships actually like structure and work?
Yeah, no, exactly. So we're rolling out partnerships with them. We're trying to help them also have their users get a nicer interface, and maybe working with MetaMask, which is often preferred go-to for them, and because the integration of MetaMask is just easier for them at this stage. So we're trying to both look into how relevant is it for them to have the Ethos wallet if they're playing a game, or how relevant is it for them to have two separate wallets. So they have one where they keep the majority of their assets that they want to keep safe, and then maybe they have an entirely different wallet that they're playing the game with. So we're looking into how can we provide value for the games as well. And one of the things that we're offering our partners is we're offering revenue share deals on the swap fees. So it means that instead of a game's users using any other wallet where 100% of the fees just goes to the wallet, we're able to take some of the fees and give back to the projects. And then some of them are interested in giving it back to the community. Some are interested in using it for marketing. Some they're putting in prize pools, but it's a way to kind of funnel something back to the games. I mean, a lot of gaming economies really need to find ways to put as much value as possible into the game so that people can keep enjoying it. And our hope is that people will be swapping, people will be trading using the wallets. And if by doing that, they can also, you know, help some of their favorite games to sustain better gaming experience, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, it's awesome, and definitely happy to support you guys with the revenue stuff. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that the future of just trading is all going to be self-custodial. So bringing that all down to the wallet layer and just being able to swap between different tokens. I mean, that's literally what Thorchain is created for, is just to be that decentralized exchange from self-custody. So just empowering people to, be in the wallet, but then still be able to trade whatever they want. And then the wallet can monetize that. And then obviously you can share that with whomever, different stakeholders and token holders and people using the wallet. So I think that's an awesome strategy.
Yeah. And also I would say we will do better if everyone else in this space also does better. I mean, the better the space does, the more new people will come in and want to trade. And if we can help market, if we can help both market other projects while helping them create revenue streams without extracting further value from their users, that is just, that would be really perfect. So it's very much what we're trying to do. And I've also, I only joined the Ethos team a little while ago. So that's also why this with the shards, I needed to get John in here to help me a little bit. But I spend a lot of time running bigger partnerships and collaborations. And one thing that I always found most pleasure in, I would say, is when you could try to find win-win solutions where you include as many as possible. And that's very much also the mentality that I saw in Ethos. And one of the reasons I also decided to join is, in this, we're not just trying to do it better for ourselves. We're trying to can we, as we grow, do it helping as many as possible around us. So it's really, it's nice to see that it's already starting to work.
I think the founders also they have some very innovative ideas or innovative personalities. That may not be unique to just the Ethos founders. There's a lot of innovative people out there. But I guess what I mean to say is that in 2017, when they first launched the original Ethos app, the Ethos Universal Wallet, back then in 2017, there was really not a solution for multi-chain self-custody and all the things you could do with that. And fast forward to now, there are competitors out there, but I think their just general idea of and knowledge actually of the crypto landscape and how they can make it better for users, that's sort of where I think Ethos will shine as well. They have that mindset of what does crypto need? It needs a safe place for people to store their assets, and it needs to be simple. And so that's sort of the vision. And then they can add all the extra spice in there afterwards. But that's sort of my thinking and why I believe in it.
Yeah, what other kind of things are you guys looking to implement? I think just personally, I think one thing that a lot of wallets, really should be doing is just offering. So it's similar to how you're offering Thorchain powered swaps in the app, just offering other DeFi primitives directly in the app. And I think that's just a very powerful thing to be that secure interface that where you're already, have the user basically captive in the wallet, right? You own the user experience there, and then you can say hey, you can use Aave for loan, you can use Thorchain for savers earn yield here, and you can offer opportunities from these decentralized protocols, which in turn you can monetize or just give users more access to decentralized protocols. Because I think that's why a lot of users choose to come into this space is access to these things, and especially being a mobile wallet, you really have a lot of control over the UX and just real ownership of that user. So I'm just wondering what kind of things you guys are looking to really put into the wallet to just make the experience even better. What kind of innovation you guys wanted to bring to the table there?
We've got there's a news hub and sort of kind of you want to put everything in one place so you don't have to use multiple apps. So as Rasmus mentioned earlier, we have the news hub, we have the market. So you don't have to use CoinGecko or CoinMarketCap. Everything's right there. You can star your favorites, watch it. You can click on news, get all the related articles. So maybe you don't, I don't want to say you don't need CoinDesk or Cointelegraph or any of that, but all of that stuff and more is already in the app. So you don't have to leave for that. Another thing that has been discussed, I know we haven't really touched on the launch of the Ethos token, which is coming up soon, but potentially you could use Ethos token for gas, and now you don't have to have the native currency of what you're swapping. You know, there's a lot of things that we're able to do to keep everyone in a very simple, secure environment instead of having to switch from app to app. You've got Wallet Connect. So if you do want to use, you know, third-party services, you can do that. It's really just about having, you know, a universal experience within the app. It sounded like Rasmus was also going to say something. So,
no, that's perfect. That's perfect, John. Yeah, no, but this, yeah, these are all the things that we're trying to always make better that we have and that we want to improve upon. But exactly like you also said, Familiar, is that, you know, the whole staking part is a really interesting aspect. And both, of course, like you can have, you know, regular Ethereum staking or other of the larger coins, but we're also interested in building something where we can offer users in the app to actually stake smaller, lower cap coins. I know a lot of projects have their own staking going on. So for instance, one of the projects that we're partnered with called PlanIX, they have a lot of staking in their game, in their DeFi section. And so for us to be able to maybe open up for IXT is their native token of the whole IXT holders to stake there in an easier manner through the app. That's something that we're looking to try to do. So not only have like access to the biggest staking opportunities, but also to some of the smaller ones that often have way higher APYs and can be a little more fun or experimental, but in a safe environment where you don't have to go out and explore on all kinds of weird ass sites where, you know, it's impossible for a newcomer to know what is a scam and what is not, and when is their tokens never to be seen again, and when are they going to get fished. So if we can integrate a secure lower market cap staking opportunities into the app so that the user knows, well, as long as I'm on the Ethos app, then it's risk-free. That is something that we're really trying to create also.
Go for it, Paperx.
I was going to ask, like, on that topic, would you guys integrate ThorChain, like Savers? Because that's a very great UX, you know, for single-sided yield.
I think we should 100% do that. We need to convince Salim to put that into the what should I call it? the backlog or the dev what is it they call that thing? You know that paper probably. What do you call that thing?
The pipeline.
Yes, or, something. No, yeah. Something else. Fuck. They use some. They have all these names for it. I'm not in the dev calls, so I just sometimes.
That's all good. Have to. Because, you know, I think your, like, the Ethos SwapKit integration is, I think it's just the beginning. Because obviously, like, our SDK has a lot of components. It's basically every feature on ThorSwap, you know, it's offered as part of the SDK. We have an upgraded version of SDK and APIs coming up soon as well, which will make integrating features such as ThorChain Savers a lot easier. So, let's definitely stay in touch regarding that. I actually had another question before as well, which was, you know, I was curious, like, which, I guess, like, do you guys have a certain strategy around, like, which ecosystems you're looking to kind of support and, or is it more or less like, you know, any chain that your users, would you know, every chain out there essentially?
Well, I think, I mean, the question is always, you know, what is the next biggest priority? And I think very few teams have the dev capacity to build everything all at once. I know that's definitely something that we're also trying to figure out what to prioritize. And this implementation of SwapKit was a really big thing for us. We were super happy to get done. But like immediately after this, like, okay, but then this next thing. And so right now we are looking to, one of the things we're doing is gasless transactions. That's one of the next things that's probably going to come that's on the table. And then I know one of the other things we're talking about is Solana implementation. So now we have access to all the EVM chains, and SwapKit has also really made it what you have in your ecosystem system is really nice. But one of the things where there's just a lot of volume happening is Solana. So we're trying to see if we can give more regular people access to that thing in a more, what do you say, in a more orderly manner. I don't know how many in this spaces have spent time on Solana or used the Telegram trading bots or such, but it's I'm not sure it's the best place for your mental health. I think that says it maybe.
Yeah, it's definitely a very active community, and you'll be pleased to know that ThorChain is working on Solana integration.
When is that coming, though? When is that coming?
It's coming. It's one of like the next prioritized features. So the devs are doing the work right now, and we should see it in the next next couple of months, I would think. Just needs to make sure that's a secure implementation. It's different than everything else that's implemented currently, and has some beefier hardware requirements and stuff. So it's going to take a little time, but it's for sure in the pipe. And I think that should be on SwapKit, pretty soon. So we're all really looking forward to that. We think that's going to bring some good volume into the ecosystem, and obviously just give users more access to chains that people really want to use, which is all part of ThorChain's just core thesis of just being the middleware layer that can swap between everything that really makes a difference economically. So it's coming. We're getting there.
Nice. Oh shit! But then maybe we don't have to. Then we don't have to build it ourselves. That would be wonderful. I think the devs will love that.
To the point of what Familiar Cal said about integrating like actual services, one really exciting recent development on ThorChain is the removal of the EVM like whitelists, a smart contract whitelist. So previously when we've integrated our DEX aggregation contracts to right now Ethos has access to the DEXs like Uniswap and SushiSwap, but it's aggregated in one transaction from Bitcoin. So previously, each one we had to be manually whitelisted, which for some protocols, depending they might use like account abstraction or some other ways of executing their services, it makes it really inefficient. But with the removal of the whitelist, we can do some really interesting things. As an example, if you guys ever wanted to add on-off ramps in your wallet, something we're currently working on. This is something we're building for ThorSwap, but we're working with the Cardo team to do co-integration of on-off ramps, right? So previously you had to be a separate thing. Like you go on and off ramp and then you go do your swap on ThorSwap. But ideally we wanted to, through the power of DEX aggregation, in smart contracts on ThorChain, you should be able to just go from, your USD to, whatever token, all in one transaction, right? Cause it calls the smart contract, at the start or at the end. So this is something that once it's live, it'll be part of SwapKit as well. So it's a really modular thing, and we want to, obviously also get feedback on what other kind of creative ideas people want to services they want to use, and build them so that users can interact with these services in one transaction, cross chain even. Yeah,
that's really nice. That is really really nice. No, but it's been. I mean, it's nice to be working with a project like SwapKit also, who is constantly working for these integrations to be better. And the better you make your product, the better we can make our product. And that again is just testament to this thing with the more you collaborate, the more you work together, the better it's going to be for everyone. And we're a super small space, we're a young space, so we really need to do as much as we can to help each other.
Speaking of collaborating, did you say earlier that we're giving away some tiers? Is that happening?
Yes, We are giving away some gold tiers, 6 months gold tiers. I'm giving away 5 unless there's like a lot that wants them right now, then maybe we can find a few extra. But if people just need to sign up to Ethos and download the wallet, create a wallet, share the wallet in the comment section, and then we're giving away 5 gold tier memberships for 6 nice. Months.
So 5 golds for 6 months, and
yeah,
you drop the wallet address in the comments. Is that
exactly? I mean, the nice thing about this is actually even when you just go and try out the wallet, you have a chance to get some Ethos tokens that you can claim when the token goes live later this year. So there's a bunch of quests you can do in the app that basically just setting up the app and doing a few swaps. Then you're able to earn some Ethos tokens. So you can play around, get to know it, and actually be rewarded for that. So that, I think, is pretty cool.
Cool. So if you want 6 months of Ethos Gold, you can paste your wallet address in the comments this space here, and Ethos will pick out some winners today or tomorrow.
Yes.
I was about to say something else, but I do not remember what I was going to say.
I see the pin. There's like a trading competition. Is that what you're going to say? Or
yeah,
you're going to mention that later?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I pinned that one. I pinned this one. We have a year birthday. 1 year of Ethos here. Jam, that was you doing this nice update. But we have a trading competition going on with Milk, Ethereum-based project, where there's a $3,500 trading competition in both tokens and NFT values from the Illumicati and Planet IX ecosystem. So you can basically just now, if you want to get that gold membership tier and you want to earn some Ethos tokens, you can also potentially win some coins and NFTs by trading a bit of Milk in the app.
Yes, I remember what I was going to say. I wanted to ask you or give you guys the opportunity to talk about your token launch. I'm sure that's something that you guys are excited about. So if there's anything that you want to say about just like your own token, like how this airdrop's going to go, or what exactly is the plan with launching your own token?
I mean, it's been a bit ways out, so we're looking very much forward to getting it out there. And we have one of the things that we've done also since Ethos. Ethos was a part of Voyager, but exited before they took it in a wrong direction. But one thing we tried to do is set up a recovery airdrop for people who were affected by the Voyager collapse. And so actually anyone who had funds in there will be able to also claim some Ethos tokens. But we're very excited to get this out. There's a lot of people that are looking forward to it. And it was supposed to happen a little earlier, but we prioritized making some changes in the app, improving some stuff, since it felt like we could be a little more ready for when it came. I don't know if you have something there, John. You have maybe a little more insight to previous things that I do there.
Yeah, so that's exactly right. Is the idea of the token did start a couple of years ago, and we wanted to give people, specifically the Voyager and Celsius creditors, we left the window for signing up for the airdrop open for a year. And so, sometimes people are a little bit frustrated, when token. And it's like, well, we want to make sure that everybody had some of the people from Voyager, after getting wrecked, they're like, I don't even want to look at crypto. And then, maybe they come back. but whether you agree with the length of time or not, at the end of the day, we also wanted to improve the app, as Rasmus said. And since the launch last July, a lot of stuff has been added. Off the top of my head, there's been 6 new networks. Of course, the collaboration with Swapkin and Doorchain. There's there's so much, but really it's important, because if you launch a token and you don't have a good ecosystem for it to exist in, then you're kind of just, you're not giving yourself as good of a chance as you could. So that's really the main reason why it's been delayed so much. But I think it'll be great. I'm really excited for it, because another thing that I noticed too, when I sometimes compare, I was very involved with the Voyager and VGX community, and that sort of, you know, once your token is live, it gives a more tangible effect to, you know, people have a stake in it, they have a holding, and with the Ethos token, the people receiving the airdrop, they have a stake in it now. And I think sometimes it's hard for them to realize that, you know, it's not everyone is always as excited. They're not as vocal. They're not sharing things all the time. But in reality, it's like that you have this coming to you. So the more noise you make and the more excited you are and the more knowledge you share, it'll really benefit all the holders. But that's what I'm excited for, is when it actually launches and people say, wow, you know, I actually have this now. I can maybe use it for gas fees. I can play, you know, we're thinking about introducing a little spin wheel game into the app. There's just a lot of stuff that you can do. And I think a lot of people will be happy for it too.
Also, if anyone from the community wants to come up and ask some questions for the Ethos team or the Thorchain team or the SwapKit / ThorSwap team, we're up here. So if anyone would like to come up, just hit the request button and we'll take a couple minutes to answer some questions if anyone would like to ask anything. Also, yeah, you can post your Ethos wallet address if you want 6 months of gold. We're going to give away 5 golds, I guess you'd say. We're gonna give away 5
gold membership. Gold tier.
Yeah, so there's 5 tiers: the bronze, silver, gold, diamond, and emerald. And each one gives you a different percentage of rebates on your trades. I think gold is 20%, maybe 25%, something like that. But yeah, it's nice to have. And in the future, when the token launches, you'll be able to have these different rewards tiers by holding certain amounts of the token, or you can win them, you know, for promotional purposes as well. But yeah, the rebates are nice to have.
Cool. Not seeing any requests right now. We'll stay for a couple more minutes. But yeah, is there any you know, closing thoughts or just anything about the you know, collaboration between, you know, Thorchain, SwapKit, and Ethos that you want to call out?
I mean, I'm from my point of view, I'm excited to see these new things that you guys are building and how else we can work together. I've been talking also to a guy who has who runs the university, the Thorchain University, Baloney Bones. And we're talking a little bit about how we can help also create more shared efforts in the Thorchain community. I see now I'm just talking here to paper. I thought that like SwapKit and ForeSwap and Thorchain was like affiliated as a team. I can't remember the details on that. I always get that wrong, I feel like. Like Thorchain University and Thorchain and ForeSwap, and I'm like, shit, how is it connected, all of it?
Well, we all contributed to the ecosystem, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah. Like, so ThorSwap is the DEX interface, one of the DEX interfaces of Thorchain. Mm-hmm. And SwapKit is the SDK that we built just because we just want to help, like, accelerate, you know, integration of Thorchain, right?
Yeah.
For all
It connected, like, to the overall, like, how do you say, like, Thorchain? Or is it, like, an its own entity?
Well, so Thorchain doesn't, I mean, from there, Cal can kind of elaborate on this, but Thorchain doesn't really have, like, a centralized company, per se, right?
Okay,
It's, like, groups of contributors, so.
Nice.
Yeah. Thorchain isn't an entity in itself. Like I work with Nine Realms, which is the biggest core contributor to the protocol. And so,
okay,
you know, we do the day-to-day operations and that kind of thing, and integrations, obviously. And we work closely with the SwapKit team, which is ThorSwap. So yeah.
Oh yeah, nice. Okay. Thank you
for taking it. We brought up someone from the audience to ask a question.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Schmidt.
Hey. Thank you. Question for Ethos.
Yes, Robert.
When are you going to roll out the referral program?
So we have right now it's something for bigger partners, industry partners, but we are working on a way to integrate it for users directly in the app. So I can't say exactly when it's coming, but it is something that that is currently in the pipeline for the developers.
Okay. Because I'm part of the product council, and that was actually discussed a year ago.
Okay.
And, you know, my understanding that the program was going to be based on the old Binance referral program that you were going to earn, you know, when you refer people and they start trading, you'll earn a small percentage of.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is exactly how it works, is that if you bring on a person, then when that person swaps, it doesn't cost anything extra to the new person.
Right.
But the swap fees that are normally generated, you would then get those set aside for you. And we're trying to find some nice ways to make this a good experience for everyone who will both, you know, some will earn a lot and some will earn a little less. And so we're trying to also build it in a way that is, how to say, where the interface is nice for the user and where it's also going to be a good experience, a fun experience.
Right, right. I do have another quick question.
Sure.
Because since it's the revenue, I'm a Republic investor.
Yeah, nice.
And you know, the revenue, part of the revenue is going to be based on the fees.
Yeah.
You know, the margin.
Yeah.
And if you want volume traders, I think you might want to integrate. I know it'd be difficult in terms of programming, integrate limited and stop loss functionality. If that's going to be actually put in, and how far is that off?
Yeah. So, I mean, this is also something that we're looking into. I know that these functions are rolling out really well on some DEXs now. So we just have to figure out what is the way that we want to go about implementing it. But this is definitely also coming. It's hard for me to say a timeline for it, but it is something also that that the developers are working on implementing. I know also, and now that you say you're a Republic investor also, that we have sent out emails currently to people that have taken part in different aspects of Ethos in the past, where we are doing these VIP calls with
yes, I know. I've got it marked in my calendar.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, so then we're going to spend some time with everyone on this list who wants to take part, talk a little bit about what's going on behind the scenes, what we're working on, hear some questions, and also just to spend some time getting a little closer to everybody there.
Okay.
So nice that, thank you for also coming up here, Robert, and taking the time to join us.
I just want to encourage everyone, if they don't have the Ethos Vault to actually do that, you know, get the gold. I'm actually Emerald, so
nice.
So there you go.
You have the best. That's not bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not. I worked as a volunteer participant in actually getting it there. You know, helping Ethos. So it's a working project by the community.
Definitely. Yeah, and it's super valuable that you guys are spending this time and. I personally am looking forward to these VIP calls also to get to know everyone a little bit and hear what you have to say.
Okay. I'll let other people talk.
Thanks. Thank you, Robert.
Awesome. Also, one thing I just wanted to mention real quick is that ThorChain will be implementing limit orders fairly soon. That's on our like short-term roadmap. So I think in the next by the end of this year for sure we'll have limit orders available, so you can put in Bitcoin on one end and then say when it hits this price, sell for USDC or whatever. So yeah, that'll be all in the protocol, so you guys will be able to easily access that through SwapKit.
Well, then, Robert, it's probably going to come before you know it.
So there you go.
It's going to come faster than you know it.
Yeah, we think that's going to be one of the next big features on Thorchain. It makes the DEX experience so much better and just making it more competitive with what you can get on a centralized service. So we're happy to bring that to everybody.
Oh, that's I'm happy. I'm happy to hear that. I need to tell Halim this. He's going to be over the moon.
Awesome. Yeah, happy to support you guys. Whatever you need, whatever features that you think users really want to use, that's the kind of stuff that we want to build. So we're here for you guys to support, you know, you and your users through you. So I think that's everyone that has requested to come up. If you want to drop if you guys want to drop your Ethos wallet addresses in the comments, they're picking 5 users to get gold. And if PaperX wants to say some closing words.
Yes.
Oh, I apologize if this question has been asked already, but I feel like in the context of the space, I have to ask, will you guys like support Thorchain, like a room?
I think that is the plan, and I'm pretty sure that is the plan. Do you know, Jan?
Cool.
I heard that was the plan.
I know it's been talked about. I don't think we have like a final decision. Like, I think it would be safe to say that everyone on the team wants to. It's just a matter of how soon. But I know personally, I would love to have that. So, you know, maybe that's something we can bring up again. We can talk about it and see if we can work that
out. I'm sure a lot of people in this space, a lot of the audience listening, would love to see that too. So,
we're going to go back. I'm going to write it now here. Also, Halim, when Thorchain integration. I'm writing in here that you can.
We're happy to support you guys whenever you're ready to get over. So whenever that's a priority, just make sure you reach out, and we'll be glad to help you guys with the integration.
Thank you. Awesome, I know that the dev team said it's been a pleasure also working with you guys.
Great to hear it. Cool. Well, I guess we'll close it out here. Thanks for coming on, and best of luck with all the swaps. And yeah, just let us know how we can continue to support you all.
Yeah, thank you. Definitely. Thanks for having us.
Have a wonderful day, everybody.
All right. Take care.